I think it's been well. We had 23 votes in the Senate. We had one Democrat come with us. We had three of our members miss. So the vote tally was about consistent with what we had before, and then we actually added one. So I think the sportsmen are engaged, and they've been contacting their elected officials, talking to them, letting them know how important this is, and we saw results of that.
Lance? Well, I know one of the things you've been talking about with this in particular is making sure that there is a scientific approach to determining what game animals there are in the state. And in your opinion, I know with this measure, you've been directly involved in it, that by having the Natural Resources Commission be named as the agency that selects what animals are game animals, that falls right into that. Give us a little more background on your thoughts as to why that's important.
Well, it's important because the taking of game animals is supposed to be based on sound science. It has been in the past. And in fact, back in the 90s, there was a ballot initiative where people voted and they put in place Proposal G, which was to do exactly what you just said, and that was to allow the NRC to manage game animals based on sound science. So we incorporated Proposal G in how we set this thing up, and was really to answer some of the concerns that those were opposing wolf hunt issue it brought up in the beginning. And then we found out later that isn't good enough. And in fact, the committee, they actually stated it supported at one time Proposal G, but no longer do. And the reason was because the wildlife biologists that the NRC was communicating with disagreed with the anti-wolf hunt vote. And so therefore then the science in their eyes was no good. And that's why you got to have stuff like this, because you'll have those disagreements. We've got to make that decision. I think we leave it up to the wildlife biologists in the NRC.
Well, one of the things also is that I know that this potentially could have gone to the voters and a ballot proposal and so on and so forth. One of the things that seems unfortunate about it is this particular issue really has gotten mired in politics. And this seems like a better way, at least, to get to some sort of legislation on it that perhaps down the road could be amended or whatever it may be. But this kind of sets the course, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, Walt. And the issue is really the referendums you mentioned. Where my two legislations that I had, they have referended those pieces. They went after enough signatures, they get the referendum put on the ballot. What the sportsmen did is they took and put a ballot initiative out there, which is a different model, and you have to get more signatures to be able to do that, which they did. In fact, they had over 100,000 more signatures than they needed, and then that could go before the legislature for an up or down vote in the House and the Senate. Simple majority, and if we get that, then it takes the full weight of law, and it's put into it's set in stone. So the opponents of this could have done the same thing. They chose to go a different route. It was easier to get the signatures with less signatures, and then let it go before the ballot. And I believe that they did that because they were calculating they had a very large war chest of money to be able to go out to 30-second stops across the state and stop this thing, and that. They can do that, and unfortunately, if you have enough money to get out there, well, give your message to the people so they understand it. You could lose something like that. That doesn't mean that you're wrong. It just means you don't have enough money to compete with them.
Well, what I know we're looking at here is the House getting together here sometime before the summer is out, and they're going to have a vote on this. It would appear that it's going to pass, which then it goes straight in. It doesn't even need the governor's signature in this particular instance, correct?
That's right, because there's 375,000 signatures that says put it through, and as long as you can get the legislature to vote on it, then it's a good deal. And that way, we that are elected officials, if our constituents don't like that vote, they can come to us and we can explain it to them, but still getting a statewide pitch, but it's done differently, and it's done before the legislature, and it's still had a public debate over it, and then the legislature voted.